This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
My child is crying and beating his head on the table at night when we address homework.
My grandchildren started vomiting in school.
Karen Jenkins and Pat Dyson both told the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education that they believe Common Core and the upcoming PARC testing that goes with it is doing more harm than good.
Why is my fourth grader, who's been in gifted since first grade, why is he calling himself stupid now?
Common Core is just not the answer.
We're opting them out because of the harm that is causing them.
Bessie was considering its official response to the growing opt-out agitation around the state. State Superintendent John White explained how Bessie has decided to handle the opt-out controversy.
We will provide an analysis of the participation rates of testing in this state, as well as the academic history of any student that did and did not participate, so that we can actually make projections about school performance scores.
In other words, they're going to generate a report and see if opt-outs impact school scores. Bessie member Carolyn Hill offered an alternative.
Let's just put a moratorium on school performance scores. Let's not issue any letter grades. Let's not issue any school performance scores until we get it right and then move forward for the next year or the year after.
That didn't get anywhere. DeSoto Parish parent Karen Jenkins said Bessie is missing the point. It's not about school performance scores at all.
We love our schools. We wouldn't have our kids there if we didn't love our schools. But we love our children even more, and we love our children more than we do a performance score.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.